Thanks for tuning into the 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. Over the past few weeks, local businesses have been having to figure out how to keep their doors open while also maintaining social distancing during the stay-at-home order. And that's even if they were a business that was allowed to be open. For many small businesses, that's meant moving their services online or offering curbside pickup. That's no different for Illinois booksellers. The once tactile and visual experience of wandering into your local bookstore is on hold for now. But nevertheless, store owners have been finding different ways to connect with readers across Illinois. Liz Asbury is the owner of Bob's Bay, a used book and media store in downtown Bloomington. I also have Susie Takis with me. She's the owner of The Bookseller in the Lincoln Square neighborhood of Chicago. They're both joining me via Zoom. Liz, Susie, welcome to the 21st.
Hey.
Hi.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for being here. And we also have John Alexander on the line with us from Verdon, where he and his wife, Jeannie, own Books on the Square. John, thanks for being with us.
Good to be with you, Brian.
And we also want to hear from you, too. What have you been reading these days? How have you been getting your books? Is there a local bookstore in your community that you'd like to highlight? Give us a call if you want to join our conversation, 800-222-9455. The number again is 800-222-9455. Liz, I want to start with you. Can you tell me a little bit more about your store, Bob's Bay in Bloomington?
Yeah, definitely. So we are, you know, we sell a lot of used books, and obviously you want to, like you said, you want to come in and touch the books and look at them before you, you know, purchase them. That's what makes used bookstore or bookstores in general great. You know, you can't have that with the internet. And so, yeah, we've just been adapting in different ways. It's been hard, but we've sort of switched things on over to Facebook, to sell items, and it's been working pretty well, I would say.
Mm-hmm. And so, what sort of mixed, you mentioned used books, is it new and used or mostly antiquarian? What sort of mix of books do you sell?
So we do sell antiquarian books, but used as in, previously owned, I mm-hmm. guess, I would
sure.
say. Like it could have been a bestseller last year and now we have it. So,
sure.
But yeah, I don't really carry many new books.
Okay. And John, I understand you sell rare and used books mainly. Can you give people a sense of what they would normally see when they walk into Books on the Square? What kind of titles do you specialize in?
Sure, Brian. We do new, used, and rare, primarily used and rare, and mostly used too, I would say. Maybe 60-70% used, maybe 10-20% rare, and another 10% maybe new. We like Lincoln, Illinois history, and the Civil War, but we have a little bit of everything in five buildings, four in Verdon and one in downtown Springfield.
And Susie, what about the bookseller? It's actually a cafe, I understand, right? I imagine under different circumstances, it sounds like a nice place to sit down and enjoy a book with a cup of coffee. Susie, all right, we seem to be having a technical problem with Susie. So, John, I'm going to stick with you for a moment. You told one of our producers that usually 90% of your customers are in-store. How have you had to adjust your business under the stay-at-home order?
Well, Brian, we've always sold books online, primarily on the large used book sites, Amazon and Abe Books, abebooks.com. And for some 25 years, maybe selling online, that has generated about, I would say, 20 to 25% of our overall business. But here in the last month or two, we've really come to depend on online sales, and that's now jumped to probably the great bulk of our business. And actually, we've been pretty busy online. We had our best month ever online in April, so we want to stay hot online to make up for lost sales coming through the door.
And it sounds like you said it's been a pretty busy month for internet sales. I understand we have Susie back with us now. Susie, the bookseller, I was saying a moment ago, it's actually a cafe, right? Can you tell me a little bit about your business?
Sure. It's a bookstore, and like you said, with a cafe. And in the usual fashion, we would have light fare like coffee drinks, wine, beer, sandwiches. We hosted a lot of events and book groups that would meet in the cafe and enjoy each other there. And then since the business had to close, there's no longer cafe sales. We are allowed to sell wine to go, so we can sell bottles of wine. That was tricky in April because there was no curbside pickup. But now that May, the governor has allowed curbside pickup, we have online sales, we have pickup sales, and we still have been doing some delivery. So one way or the other, we can get someone their book.
Yeah, and I understand you've created or maybe you've had already, a subscription program that people can sign up for. How does that work?
We did. It's called Bookseller Selects, and we've had it for about 2 years now, but it's just gained most recently more popularity. And you can buy a 6-month or 12-month subscription for adult paperback or children's board books. So it'd be a great gift for a christening gift or a baby shower gift. But by far the most popular has been the 6-month paperback adult version. And I just choose a book that I really have enjoyed and I wrap it and I write a little note in the book why I enjoyed the book, and then I send it off.
Liz, what about you? Can you tell us more about mystery grab bags you've made?
Yeah, so we started doing grab bags, which is something we've never done before, and the reception was pretty good. Basically, it's just themed topics. So let's say there'll be a fiction, just a general fiction grab bag, or I just sold a zombie-themed books grab bag. Just sort of make fun little themes, I guess. And those sales have been going well. I think it's fun just like open up a present, a surprise, even if you bought it yourself.
Yeah.
I've
had that experience. I bought a used book online once and it came wrapped in the most beautiful. It looked like what do you call the inside of a hardback? The end papers, of a Victorian, it was wrapped and it felt like, yeah, even though I paid for it, it was a nice present. Yeah, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the 21st. We've been speaking with Illinois booksellers Liz Asbury, Susie Takis, and John Alexander about how their businesses have had to adjust during the stay at home order. In just a moment, we're going to hear about what they're reading now. But if you have a question for the experts about what you should read next, please give us a call, 800-222-9455, or share your thoughts with us on Twitter at 21STShow. John tweeted us, who said, I happened to start Naomi Klein's Shock Doctrine the week it all began, I should say. He goes on to say it describes the way corporations use disasters as opportunities to steal from the public. It was written almost a decade ago, but seems to have accurately predicted our current crisis. So again, if you have a question or want to share a book recommendation, 800-222-9455 or tweet us at 21STShow. All right, I want to get to what you are reading now. John, I'm going to start with you. You told one of our producers that Little Women by Louisa May Alcott made your list. Can you talk more about what gives this story such staying power and why it made your list?
Well, that's a good question, Brian. I mean, here's a book that was written in 1868 and 69, originally in two volumes, that has survived for about 150 years now. I noticed in the St. Louis Post-Dispatch just a week or two ago in the Sunday paper, the book section, that it was still on the top 10 list in St. Louis, probably as a result of a recent movie about the book. But it's a timeless story about a family trying to hunker down and survive the Civil War crisis, much like we're trying to hunker down and survive the coronavirus crisis.
And Liz, you just finished Full Throttle by Joe Hill. That's actually Stephen King's son. Does Hill follow in his father's footsteps with the suspense and horror genre?
He does, yeah. I would say, this might be a little bit of a debate, but I think he might be better than Stephen King.
Ooh, fighting words.
Yeah, I know. But yeah, it was great. It was, a mix of different types of horror genres, which was really refreshing to see in a mix of short stories. There were some, sci-fi ones, some, true horror, I guess. Mm-hmm. that's what you'd consider it. It was, yeah, it was really great. Yeah, and now I'm reading a graphic novel about David Bowie, which is quite a change.
Is there a specific genre you like for this time when we're staying at home, many of us anyway?
You know, I would say read what's comfortable for you right now. Don't pressure yourself into reading something you have no interest in.
Yeah.
Like, you might want to read the, you know, 100 best books of the century, but...
Yeah,
you know, some of those books.
I have that aspiration. I also have this book on killer germs sitting on my desk that I feel like I should read, but yet have not been able to bring myself to. Yeah. Susie, I wonder, are there any books that you want to put on our radar for listeners?
Sure. You might enjoy a new, a debut book by a local author, Elizabeth Wetmore. It's called Valentine. And her book was our first virtual launch event that we did. And it's a story set in West Texas. And it begins with Gloria Rodriguez is attacked by a man she left with. And then each chapter is told from the point of view of a different woman or girl in the town. And it just alternates between all those different voices. And it's really a wonderful story and really well done.
So, Susie, I would imagine that like a lot of us, you've had to adjust a lot, as we've heard, over the past couple months, not just in your business, but in life. And I think we can look around and we feel this expectation of productivity, right? People are baking sourdough. They're painting the house, reading Proust. While on the other hand, a lot of us are just trying to keep our heads above water. I wonder, have you even had time to read?
Yeah, I fall in the head above water category. I start the day, I usually walk my dog, and then I pick up Abby, who is at the store working with me, and we work. And then we leave around, I don't know, between 6, 6:30. And then I'll deliver books for an hour, 2 hours, depending. So that's what we've been doing day by day. It's just hard to keep up. Most places are closed by the time I get home, things that I need. So it's important for us to recharge and have our Saturday and Sunday. So we're trying to be flexible for customers and available for customers at the same time as being able to keep my head from spinning.
Yeah. And we've only got a couple of minutes left, but Liz and John, I wonder if you have felt that way as well. Liz, I'll start with you.
I definitely also am. I feel like I'm maybe treading water at this moment. You know, things have sort of, I've gotten used to the craziness of everyday life now. That's why I actually chose the book of short stories, because I can just, you know, it's a quick little thing. I don't really have to remember what happened, you know, when I finished reading it a couple days ago. It's I think all booksellers are very busy in general. We wear many hats. And honestly, sometimes we don't have a lot of time to read. So I'm taking this opportunity to read some books that were sitting around. So.
And John, last question to you, and we've only got about a minute left here, but I wonder, in stressful times like this, what kind of comfort can reading provide?
Well, I like to read things for fun, Brian. And just to give you an idea of some recent things, I got a big kick out of a book by Andrew Schaefer called Hope Never Dies. It's a, if you can believe this, a Joe Biden, Barack Obama detective team solving crimes. I thought it was kind of a fun little read. I've had a good time with a book by Steve Barry titled The Lincoln Myth, a book about Abe Lincoln and Brigham Young. That's a historical fiction piece. I kind of favor them. And then recently I've also read and enjoyed Andrew Greeley, The Priestly Sins, and another Illinois writer, David Ellis, The Hidden Man.
Sure. All right.
Well, J. Box, is a good one, I think, to read, a national writer.
All right. Well, so many recommendations. We're going to have to leave it there. We will have links to all of the businesses we've been talking to today. And I want to thank everyone for joining us. Susie Takas from The Bookseller in Chicago, John Alexander from Books on the Square in Springfield and Verdun, and Liz Asbury from Bos Bay Books in Bloomington. Again, we'll have links to all those bookstores on our website. Some of them have GoFundMe campaigns. And I'm afraid that is all the time we have for this week. The 21st is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey. Thanks for listening, and we will talk to you on Monday.